Protesters may not have been out in full force today in Massachusetts, but gay marriage opponents have been protesting elsewhere for weeks. Kentucky writer Jennifer Monahan is one of them.
I was reluctant to take my 2-year-old daughter to a recent protest at the Kentucky State Capitol, even for a cause I support. Supporters of a constitutional amendment to define marriage as one man, one woman were calling for 10,000 demonstrators, and accusations of hate-mongering were in the air. Like most Americans, I oppose same-sex marriage, yet I found myself hesitant to speak up for fear that my position would be confused with one of hatred and homophobia. After some soul-searching, I decided to go. The day of the rally, I loaded up the stroller with snacks and rain gear, and we joined the other protesters at the Capitol steps. My daughter thought we were at a party. There were many other 2-year-olds, many other moms, people of different ages, races, and probably religions. There weren't 10,000 people there, more like 2,000, but they applauded vigorously when the speaker from the Kentucky Family Foundation urged respect for both sides in the debate. So far, so good. Then I looked to the platform and saw hate crash the party. High above the speaker's head, someone raised a sign reading, "Got AIDS yet?" I heard murmurings in the crowd around me as people expressed their discomfort with this message. But this was a group that probably spent more time teaching their children not to interrupt than they did learning how to wage a protest. By our silence, we were tolerating the intolerable. Suddenly, a young man behind me yelled, "Take down that sign!" The loudspeakers and the size of the crowd muted his voice, but his courage kindled my own. With my 2-year-old in my arms, I threaded my way back to the young man. "Look," I said softly, "if you'll start the chant, I'll help you. Take down the sign." We were both a little embarrassed and didn't want to disrupt the speeches, so we hesitated. The woman behind us was bolder. She jumped right in. "Come on, take down the sign!" Quickly, the crowd's voices gained momentum, and the speaker was forced to stop, turn, and see what was behind his head. He was appalled, and because we, the people, called it to his attention, he had the opportunity to say so. At first, the unwelcome sign-bearer was invited to leave our demonstration. This invitation was refused, and the man thrust the sign even higher. His stubbornness made us recall that all were free to speak, and sadly, even to hate. But now the sign spoke only for the person carrying it, not for those of us assembled beneath its shadow. I saw that day with startling clarity how we are diminished when we cower beneath signs that indict and intimidate. "Take down the sign" was an expression of our responsibility to speak for ourselves and on behalf of the human dignity we share with our detractors. Those who would charge opponents of same-sex marriage with hate-mongering were represented by another sign on the platform. "Hate energizes. Look around." We didn't cry out against that accusation, and we didn't need to. The sound of many voices speaking as one against cruelty was our vindication.
Jennifer Monahan lives and writes in Georgetown, Kentucky.